With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. After less than a month in office, President Trump secures the release of a Pennsylvania teacher imprisoned in Russia. The president's special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, negotiated a deal with the Kremlin to release Mark Fogel. Fogel was arrested on charges of bringing medical marijuana into Russia in 2021 during the Biden administration. Fogel credits the diplomatic team for his release.
These men that came from the diplomatic service are heroes. The senators and representatives that passed legislation in my honor to get me home are the heroes.
Also at SRNnews.com, Department of Homeland Security will fire staffers at the Federal Emergency Management Administration accused of spending $59 million last week to house illegal immigrants in violation of the law in New York City. More on the story from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Billionaire Elon Musk, head of President Donald Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, said on X that his team discovered FEMA spending and will demand that the agency claw back the funds. Musk wrote in a post on X, quote, "Sending this money violated the law and is in gross insubordination to the president's executive order." A DHS official wrote on Monday, quote, "As Secretary Noem said yesterday, we must get rid of FEMA the way it exists today. This is yet another egregious example. Individuals who circumvented leadership and unilaterally made this payment will be fired and held accountable." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And the CFO was fired, along with several others. Google Maps now displays the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America. The switch comes after President Trump signed an executive order to rename the Gulf on his first day in office. Google Maps users in Mexico will see Gulf of Mexico, with everyone else outside the U.S. seeing both names. The Associated Press is refusing to use the term. This is SRN News. No more DEI at the Naval Academy.
Vice Admiral Yvette Davids, who runs the school, has informed the staff that all, quote, diversity, equity, and inclusion offices and all DEI-related contracts will be closed and ended in accordance with President Trump's executive orders. The federal government has been moving quickly to comply with the president's order to banish the left-wing program, which was used to promote the LGBT agenda, amongst other things. The Naval Academy is also dropping all pronouns except he and she. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Michigan State Representative Laurie Pohutsky says she has undergone sterilization surgery in protest of President Trump. The 36-year-old Democrat said the decision was finalized when he was reelected. Doctors have reported an increase in Democrat women who have been seeking permanent sterilization after the election, even though the issue of abortion is now determined on a state-by-state basis. It's not federal. This is SRN News. There's a proposal to buy the maker of ChatGPT.
A group of investors led by Elon Musk is offering $97.4 billion to buy the nonprofit behind OpenAI, escalating a dispute with the artificial intelligence company that Musk helped to found. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman quickly rejected the offer.
Correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. More layoffs at Meta. The Facebook parent company began handing out pink slips Monday in an effort to eliminate about 5% of its workforce. About 3,600 employees are expected to be let go. FDA is recalling canned tuna products at multiple major grocery chains, including Walmart, Trader Joe's, Kroger, and Costco. Tri-Union Seafoods made the recall after finding the manufacturing defect involving the canned seal that could allow tuna to be contaminated with botulism. Consumers are warned not to use them, even if they don't appear or smell spoiled. More at SRNnews.com.